The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dev Patel's directorial debut, Monkey Man, is in theaters now. Jeez, Monkey Man, Godzilla Kong, another Planet of the Apes movie coming up. It's a good time to be a fan of primates. This review is brought to you by Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan and use the code Dan for a special offer. And stay tuned after the review for more info. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle here with my review of Monkey Man, which, as I mentioned, is the directorial debut of Dev Patel, who, in addition to directing, is also starring in the movie, produced it, and gets story credit on the screenplay. So Dev Patel wearing a lot of hats on this one. He plays a guy who, in the movie, we only know as Kid, an underground fighter who sees a chance to get revenge for horrible things from his past. Posing as a waiter and channeling the legend of the Hindu god Hanuman, Kid begins the plan for a one-man rampage to the top of the power and political ranks. Production on Monkey Man actually wrapped about 3 years ago, but it got a huge boost when Jordan Peele became one of the movie's champions. He actually took it under his wing and helped to secure a theatrical release. It was initially going to stream on Netflix before they backed out and decided to give distribution to somebody else. Peele's endorsement, plus the movie's debut at the South by Southwest Film Festival last month and the buzz that it started getting there, has expectations pretty high for Monkey Man. And while it's not a bad film, I think it might be a good idea to perhaps lower those expectations just a little bit. Not, again, that it's not a good movie, but especially with the buzz coming from South by Southwest. You know, anytime a movie comes out of a film festival with a lot of buzz, my rule of thumb is to decrease that by about 30 to 50%. Sometimes a movie can live up to the hype, but a lot of times those big festival buzzes don't necessarily translate to the general audience. And it's not that the people that see the movie early are lying, it's just that it's really easy to get caught up in the atmosphere of a festival and the stars being there, etc. However, it's also very clear just what Jordan Peele saw in this movie and why he so passionately got behind it. Dev Patel is a talented filmmaker, and I wouldn't call his debut here anything less than impressive. He has a clear grasp on the cinematic language, a passion for the subject matter, and he puts in a strong performance while guiding the film from behind the camera. And I hope that he continues making movies if he decides that's where he wants to go with his career. But it's rare for a filmmaker, even some of the best movie makers of all time, to come out of the gate fully formed. And I do see some signs of a director in charge here who's finding his feet in some ways. For example, I think that Monkey Man is too long. I think it would have been a really, really good 90-minute movie, and instead I think we have a pretty good 2-hour movie. Some of that's in the writing process, but some of that is also in the editing process, which as a director, you are very intimately involved in. The first half of the movie, particularly, is heavy, and it's got some repeated beats. It has some flashbacks that I think reveal too much about the main character before we have the big reveal about his past later on in the movie. It's the kind of thing that I think with more experience, you could have said, you know what, I can take out 10 or 15 minutes here, but it's obvious that Dev Patel is very close to this material. It's his first movie. He probably wanted to put everything that he did up there on the screen because he loved it so much, but killing your darlings is something that you sort of have to learn as a director. I don't quite know that Dev Patel's there yet, but I think that he has the skills and the talent to get there. The action sequences are also strong, but it was a little frustrating to see a lot of the choreography and the hard work done physically by Patel and the other stunt performers obscured by a lot of shaky cam. Shaky cam is something that was out of fashion, it seems like 10 years ago, and yet there are a lot of fight sequences that aren't frenetic based on their own energy, but are given that extra thing of moving the cameras around, sometimes edited to within an inch of its life. And I don't think that you needed that, because from what I could see in a lot of the scenes, the choreography was there. I think the talent was there, but the decision was made to do this sort of shaky style, and I don't think that it suited the movie that well. There's a scene at one point where a larger group comes into what has been sort of a more intimate, shaky fight, and because you want to get everybody, the camera sort of stabilizes, and you have wider shots, you have things that look like they're on a crane or on a dolly or on a Steadicam, and part of me was thinking, oh, that's what I've been missing the whole time. That's a bummer, because I wish more of the fight scenes looked like this one. The things that do work in the film, though, work really well. Patel's lead performance is rich with emotion and pain and trauma. He plays a lead character who's also allowed to fail. And that's something that I think is instinctual and that he knew as a first-time director. For us to really get on board with an action star, they can't just be invincible. We have to see them fail. We have to see them try to figure their way out of a tight spot. And we get those beats in the movie. I think that it would have been tempting to make this guy an unbeatable Superman, but that's not what the movie does, and it's better for it. It's also very stylish with good production design, great use of practical locations. The action sequences are well thought out and well choreographed. The movie's got a really good cast. It's well acted. The story does take some twists and turns that I didn't see coming. A lot of times with action movies, the problem is a lack of story. I think with Monkey Man, that might be its biggest issue, is it has a little bit too much story, and so the focus is shifting a little too much. We have both Kid's personal tragedy as well as a somewhat underdeveloped national politics storyline, while also trying to fit in the Monkey Mask fighting storyline, which is picked up and dropped a couple of different times. That image of Patel in the Monkey Mask is such a striking one, and considering that it's the source of the movie's name, I wish that we'd seen more of that, that we'd cultivated that a bit more. It all comes down to trims that you have to know to make before, during, and after production. But the good news, I think, for Dev Patel is that the pieces are all there in this movie. There's nothing that is left out or that I thought that a director with more experience or more talent just didn't know what to do. He actually has a really good raw set of skills. Now it's just about refining and honing that ability. The highs of Monkey Man are high, and my hope is that other studios recognize that potential and allow Patel to hone his skills as a director and his voice. Had the movie been 90 minutes with the same issues, I think I would have put it in the it's good category, but it does feel its length, which only further highlights the film's flaws, so I am putting it into the very upper levels of its fine territory for me, with the caveat that it also contains some great action if you're a little bit patient and can sit through some of the other stuff. So those are my thoughts on Monkey Man. What do you think? Are you going to be heading out to see it this weekend? Let me know down in the comments below. And before we go, I want to thank the sponsor for this video, Miracle Made. We're transitioning from winter to spring, which for me means that I have to relearn my whole sleep routine. Some nights it's warm, some nights it's cold, and for a hot sleeper like me, that can equal lots of tossing and turning. But this year, the transition has been a lot easier with Miracle Made. Miracle Made sheets are designed to keep your body temperature right where you need it to be, helping you sleep no matter what season it is. Their silver-infused fabric also prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, and they're incredibly comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands. These sheets aren't about function over comfort. Miracle Made sheets are some of the most comfortable that I've ever had, and I have noticed a difference with a lot less waking up sweating or with one leg dangling over the edge of the bed. And Miracle Made sheets are self-cleaning and could require up to 3 times less laundry. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan to try Miracle Made sheets today, and whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%, and if you use our promo code Dan at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you're not 100% satisfied, you will get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiraclemade.com/Dan and use the code Dan to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Dan to treat yourself. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this video, and thank you for watching. Be sure to stay tuned right here. I've got a review coming up later on today of another movie hitting theaters this weekend called The First Omen. And if you've written that movie off as just another horror prequel, then I think you should watch that review because it's one that might surprise you. So stay tuned right here on the channel for that later today. And of course, stay tuned right here on the channel for more movie news, reviews, box office, and more. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.